few months, 2-3 months at work. Since we never met, we visit Vrindavan Yatra, but we haven't met. So I'm happy that this is an opportunity to meet all of you, and also the others who have joined this course. So this course, as you know, is called as the Bhakti Shastri course.
So, Prabhu, Mataji will be attending that also. Along with you? Or do you want to discuss it after the class?
Yeah.
Alright, fair enough. So, this course is called as the Bhakti Shastri course, and it will be conducted between 7 pm to 9 pm on Saturdays. So, what I have tried to put on the board is what we are going to discuss today. So, this is the agenda for today. So, we will not be commencing any verses or anything today. We will do that from next Saturday. But I thought it's important to know each other, which is why now that roll call kind of thing helped. Okay, and also to lay down certain expectations of Mayapur Institute of Education, the expectations that they have from all of us, from Sri and Yamuna Lila as facilitators, and from all of you as participants. So we thought we'll have that kind of a discussion, as well as certain classroom norms, methodology, and so on and so forth. Okay, so I have put everything on the board, pretty much what I wanted to cover. So we'll probably go by in the sequence in which it's written. I don't know whether Mataji, Subhiksha Mataji, you can read the board, but I can move on to this side and probably address all of you that way. Can you see the board, Subhiksha Mataji? Yes. Okay. So we would like to begin this course by offering credits to a few people who have inspired us to begin this Bhakti Shastri course. So the first person I would like to pay credits to is His Holiness Bhakti Brihat Bhagwat Maharaj. Not all of you may know him because he doesn't visit this zone. He was earlier known as Brihat Mridanga Guru. He is our Bhakti Shastri teacher. So myself and Yamuna Lila, we had the good fortune of doing the Bhakti Shastri course. Okay, so the children have to be kept silent. I am going to come to that norm in the class. But if the children are becoming noisy, please take them out immediately, so that then the others can hear. And otherwise, I also cannot concentrate with the children making noise. And Yogeshwar Prabhu, can I request you to stop these children moving in and out? Either they are out or they are in. If they are in, they have to be silent. If they are noisy, they have to go out. So we would like to take his blessing for this class. Also, we would like to take blessings from His Grace Keshav Prabhu, under who we have been able to, we have had the good fortune of studying Srimad Bhagavatam since 2005. So it's almost last 7 years we are studying under him. So much of what we have learned, and which we will also be sharing with you in this classroom, is based upon what we learned from Keshav Prabhu. Thanks to His Grace Anirudh Prabhu and Achindrupa Mataji, without whose support and encouragement, we couldn't have started this course. In fact, I have discussed this course in great detail with Anirudh Prabhu, and I have discussed what we are going to do. So all of you requested to come on time at 7 o'clock. That then we don't have this much, otherwise constantly the class gets disturbed. If you are coming late, then let me know that you will not be able to come at 7 o'clock. For example, in the Bhakti Shastri, in the Bhakti Vaibhav course, I have let my faculty know, Keshav Prabhu, that because of my office, I will only come at 7 o'clock. So we have informed him. So Achindrupa Mataji and Anirudh Prabhu, for all their support. I have already discussed this methodology, what we are going to do with him, and he has given us a tick for going ahead. Thanks to His Grace Gurijan Prabhu, who has been an immense source of inspiration for myself and Yamuna Lila. Every time we met him, he has always encouraged us to teach. Teach, preach, teach, preach. That's the message. Even when we got the Unveiling the Lotus Feet book from him, then he said that read and preach. So he has given us a lot of inspiration. Thanks to him. Thanks to His Grace Atul Krishna Prabhu, who is, many of you know that Atul Krishna Prabhu was here. He has facilitated what is called as the TTC 1 TTC 2 and the BS TTC, Teacher Training Course 1, Teacher Training Course 2 and Bhakti Shastri Teacher Training Course. So which we would logically expect that at the end of this course, everyone in this room would logically roll on into those courses, because then you will become the future Bhakti Shastri teachers. The whole idea is, it's not that we just do this Bhakti Shastri degree and just sit tight after that. Whole idea is all of you sitting in this room, all of us should be empowered to go out and confidently give the message of Srila Prabhupada. So that's the ultimate aim of this whole course. Thanks to the Albert Park Bhakti Vriksha members who form majority of this group who are rolled on, as I said, from the earlier program. But for their constant pushing and encouragement, then we wouldn't have had the fire to start this program. Like for example, Madhavanand Prabhu, every other week he used to ask me, please begin Bhakti Shastri immediately. So that really helped me, along with so many other devotees. I'm just naming him because I just thought of him. Thanks to the Ormond Bhakti Vriksha cell leaders, Yogeshwar Govind Prabhu and Kiran Prabhu. Where are you? Okay. Thanks to Yogeshwar Govind Prabhu and Kiran Prabhu, and also the Glenn Huntley Ormond Bhakti Vriksha members like Mahesh Prabhu, Damu Prabhu and others, who have actually made a lot of adjustments to their own program so that everyone is able to attend this program. They have made major adjustments actually. So thanks for that. Also thanks to all the other devotees who I don't know very well, but thank you for giving the opportunity to serve you in this manner, and hopefully we can develop a nice meaningful relationship centered around Krishna consciousness. So these are the people who we wanted to offer credits to, who are behind this program. Also, we wanted to receive blessings from the presiding deities, Shri Gaur Nithai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra and Shri Radha Vallabha. So we will take this opportunity to seek their blessings. Srila Prabhupada, whose teaching will be the foundation of this particular course. But for Srila Prabhupada, nothing would have been possible. We all wouldn't be sitting in this room. Also, thanks to, we also pay our obeisances to the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Much of what we will be discussing in this classroom has also got to do with lot of teachings which we are deriving from the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Not only that, but even the grand disciples of Srila Prabhupada. The disciples of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. So for example, we would take references from the life and teachings of, let's say, Gurujan Prabhu, of Devamrita Swami, of Kadamakaran Maharaj, Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, Radhanath Swami Maharaj, whatever they are speaking, we will discuss in the class. And some of their intimate disciples who are very advanced in Krishna consciousness, like Gaurang Prabhu, for example. Many of you might have heard his lectures. So we'll be taking discussing a lot of points also, which are being covered by these people in their lectures. So the third thing is the aim of the course. Now I'm going to ask all of you, some of you have attended TTC 1, 2, so you are already teachers, so I don't want you all to answer this question. But what is the aim of education? This class is going to be highly participative, so please raise your hand if you want to answer a question. But what according to you is the aim of education? Any education. Good education.
Education, basically, what is an SSR? It is an educator that needs to bring out that which is within.
Very good point, yeah. Educator to bring out within. Does anyone want to add to that? What do you look for in education?
To acquire knowledge.
To acquire knowledge, very good. Okay. So one is knowledge. What else?
And also, jnana and vijnana, so practical application.
Jnana is knowledge and Vijnana is realized knowledge. So yes, but that comes out of knowledge again. Yes,
ma'am. How we can apply in our life, how we can apply.
Very good. So knowledge and the skills to apply that knowledge. So knowledge, skills. What is the third aspect? Are knowledge and skills enough in education?
Values.
So these three things we have been informed by our teacher, especially when Atul Krishna Prabhu was here, he hammered into us that any education should cover these three aspects: knowledge, skills and values. So this classroom is not only intended to make us parrots or scholars in Bhagavad Gita, where we can just rattle off something and sound very intelligent in front of the masses. No, that's not the objective. It's also to be able to actually do something with that knowledge. Like today morning, Bhakta Prabhu's class, I don't know how many of you heard that class, but it was a brilliant class Bhakta Prabhu gave. He said that at the end of the day, we can't just sit tight saying that, oh, I am chanting 16 rounds and following 4 regulative principles in the temple. We have to go out to the outside world. In fact, he was giving a future vision for ISKCON, the way ISKCON is going to mature. The way almost it was as if he was giving an organizational structure, you know, how ISKCON will, like Hindustan Lever Company, if you take, or Unilever, how they will have various outlets here and there. So, the whole idea is that we will have a lot of local centers and we will have people who will be able to convince, who will be able to talk to people who are giving philosophy to the contrary, and then build up that confidence and be able to convince and bring them into Krishna consciousness. So, lot of those skills will be required, preaching skills if you like. Also, it is the need of Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir that we have lot of devotees, but we don't have enough devotees who are taking the lead and starting their own programs. So, many devotees say that the reason, primary reason for that is that they are not feeling confident that they will be able to preach, that they will be able to answer questions which come from the audience. So if plants, if animal killing should not happen, but plants also have life. No, if somebody starts arguing, if we have not studied the shastras properly, then we will not be able to respond to those kind of questions. Then we just come back and say, yeah, Prabhu, I think what you tell also makes sense. No. Or I'll get back to you next week. You can say for once or twice, I'll get back to you next week. For every question, if we say, I'll get back to you next week, then you will not see them next week. So you don't need to get back to them next week. Right? So therefore, education is also aimed at building the skills. Not skills not only of giving them the answer to their questions, but also of assessing the mood of the situation and according to the mood being able to answer. Not that someone has died and then we say, Dehinosmi yata dehe kaumaram yavaram jara. You are not a body, you are not a soul. Don't lament, Prabhu. No, that somebody they are lost in the family, they are crying. So obviously that skill has to be there. What to speak, when to speak. Right? So that these courses will also be discussing those aspects. So that is what I mean by skills. Preaching and personal application. And finally, values. So, the aim of this course is for all of us, including myself, to be able to improve our sadhana. To be able to improve our chanting. You know that, you remember the three levers, right? Of devotional life. Which we always discuss in our Bhakti Vriksha programs. What are the three levers? Sadhana, Seva and Sadhana. So our chanting should not be, you know, up and down. Stable, steady at 16 rounds. Under any situation. We have a peculiar situation in our one of our programs, wherein one person in the program is very sick. He was just suddenly detected with blood cancer. Now, what has happened is, this person is very sincere. He and his wife, they are very sincere in devotional life. But what is happening is, they are being pounded by their relatives. That you have come to Krishna consciousness, that is why you have got blood cancer. So they have, everybody in the family is blaming, you know, these people like that. Okay. So then, this knowledge will give us the ammunition to be able to counter such philosophy. Not only that, we will also be discussing when to use philosophy and when not to use philosophy and just keep our mouth shut. For example, in this kind of a situation, when people are just pounding you, then you can't give back philosophy. This is not the time for philosophy. Then you have to handle it with tact. We have to handle it with love and compassion towards the people who are ignorant, and therefore they are saying that, you know, Prabhu, because of Krishna consciousness you have got blood cancer. No, my guess. So it's about values also, how we present ourselves. For example, you know, when we became devotees initially, many of us, I can remember my own initial days. You know, in Marathi we say Arambha Shur. Like Aramba Shur means very enthusiastic in the beginning. So I used to go out and tell my parents that remove all these demigods from the altar. Okay, one must worship only Krishna. And my mother was saying that what kind of behavior is this? You are behaving like a monster at home. Is this what Srila Prabhupada taught you? Okay, so there is knowledge. Okay, there may be some, and then of course I countered her. I told her, you don't understand. Supreme controller, Maya Dakshana Prakriti. You don't understand. Cause of all causes. Isha, what is that verse? Sarva Karana Karanam. So all that I unleashed on her. Okay, but at the end of the day, she's saying, what has happened to you? You are behaving like a madman in front of me. So knowledge was there, some skill was also there to be able to counter her arguments, but no behavior was there. So sadhana. Sadhana has to improve, seva and sadhacha. Behavior is very important. So this program will also, in these classes we will also discuss what should be the behavior of a bhakti shastri holder, degree holder. Okay. And it's right down here, if you see. Values and attitudes of a bhakti shastri person. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is also Bharata Bhumita Hela Manushya Janma Yara Janma Sarthaka Kari Kara Paravupakara. This was Mahaprabhu's instruction to all of us that we must all equip ourselves with the philosophy, change our own life, put everything as a personal application into our own life, and then go out and preach to the whole world. So that is Mahaprabhu's mission, and we want to become stronger and stronger through these courses, to be able to fulfill, to be more effective in contributing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. So these are some of the aims of this program. Anirudh Prabhu always says that this movement needs scalability. We have to scale up. It's not enough. There's a big population out there waiting. Even if you take the Indian population in Melbourne, that itself is huge for us. For example, in an area like Point Cook, there are huge amount of Indians. And then, it sounds sometimes ridiculous. The devotees are there, but then there is nobody to preach to these people. Of course, some of the devotees sitting in this room, like Dineshwar Prabhu and Mataji, they have started a program in that area. Ajay Deshmukh Prabhu, he has started one program in the area. But it's just not enough, because Point Cook itself is such a big area. Like that, there are so many areas, zones. So we will have to take up this onus on ourselves and go out and preach. So we have to develop that confidence. That confidence will only come if we study the shastras scrutinizingly. And if we hold good sadhana and seva and sadhacha, then automatically that will happen. So the aims of this course, I just try to give you a flavor of what are the different dimensions of those aims. The basis of this course, which is the fourth one. Sorry, before that, Nagesh Prabhu, you had a question. I saw you. You are just doing like that. So the basis of this course will be Srila Prabhupada's books. So we will be discussing everything and anything that is coming under the umbrella of Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Nothing outside of Siksha, outside of ISKCON, will be discussed here. Let me give you an example. For example, we will not be discussing something like, if we say Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead and we are different, we are servants of Krishna, then, I know that most of you won't do that. But still, we don't know who comes into the classroom, right? So, what we will not be discussing it, but Chinmayananda in his commentary has written very beautifully that we are all Bhagavan. We will not be discussing that, okay, in the class. It's a given. Srila Prabhupada. That's why this course is not meant for beginners. All of us have been practicing Krishna consciousness in this room for a few years, right? So everything that will be discussed will be Srila Prabhupada's teaching. Srila Prabhupada's books will be the basis of whatever we speak here. Of course, we will take lot of other books as reference in addition to Srila Prabhupada's books to consolidate our understanding of what Srila Prabhupada is speaking. For example, Surrender Unto Me, written by Burijan Prabhu. That will be, one can refer that book to consolidate what Srila Prabhupada is speaking. Waves of Devotion, which is written by Dhanurdhar Swami. So that can be a book to understand Srila Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion better. So these are some of the books which one could refer, and we will be discussing in this class. Note various points from these books. Okay. And as I mentioned before, points from several lectures of Srila Prabhupada or his disciple or his grand disciple. So pretty much that will be the basis in this course. Something special that we are going to add in this course, okay, is you will get a lot of verses from Srimad Bhagavatam also to study. I know it sounds good. I know it is going to be painful also, but we will do that. What we will not do is, you will not be required to, you will not get a key memory verse on Srimad Bhagavatam simply because the scope of the course is four books, which we will come to. Srimad Bhagavatam is not in the scope of this course. Nevertheless, Srimad Bhagavatam, some of the verses help us really understand what Krishna is speaking in the Bhagavad Gita much, much deeper. So there will be that subroutine program which will go out and talk Srimad Bhagavatam, and the subroutine program will then again come and merge into the original program of Bhagavad Gita. So that will happen. Okay. You will be expected to remember those Srimad Bhagavatam verses, not as key memory verses, but while writing your closed book essays or your open book essays, if you can refer and quote those in the correct context, you yourself will feel very complete in your understanding of what you are presenting. So that is something which we will introduce in this program. So the basis therefore will also be Srimad Bhagavatam plus select verses from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. That also we will do. Name and scope. The name of this course is Bhakti Shastri. The scope will be four books. Any guesses? Sutra of Devotion, Sutra of Instruction and Sri Upanishad. So these are the four books that will be covered in this course. The course frequency will be 2 hours every week. And the course duration, if we go at this rate of 2 hours per week, the minimum duration of this course is going to be 2 years. Minimum duration of this course is 2 years. We can't complete this course before 2 years. The reason I'm saying is, this is, I'm happy if you want to think through this, but I'm mentally preparing yourself that this is a Lambi Reska course. It is not 100 meters, 2 years, but big time. Think about it and mentally prepare yourself to be at least coming for 2 years. My gut feel is that actually it is going to take 2.5 years, because we are going to have that odd vacation in between, right? We are going to have the Kartik month, chutti, leaves or whatever. So if you take that off, we are going to have those festivals based on Vaishnava calendar which will come on those Saturdays when we will not have a class. Though we may try to compensate on a Sunday, we may find that Sunday is also not suitable. So we may have to just cancel some of the classes. We may have that odd Saturday when I am sick or whatever, then I am not there. Maybe I am really lucky. I am asked to correct myself. Whether if you are not able to do it, then maybe we will have to cancel the class. Right? So many reasons like that. So if you factor for all that, 2.5 years is what I am realistically thinking. So if we start now is what May. So next year is 2013. 2014, end of 2014. The certifying institution will be Mayapur Institute of Higher Education, MIHE.
So, if you want to know which university you are studying under, that is MIHE.
Qualifications of Bhakti Shastri facilitator. Personally, I don't feel that I am qualified to teach this course.
And I want to do it for my own purification. So I have been a little bit selfish in starting this course, because I am not very, otherwise I know that I will not study the Bhagavad Gita as scrutinizingly. So there are three things. One is, if I were to just study Bhagavad Gita every day, then I am not so disciplined. If I am doing a Bhakti Shastri course myself as a participant, then I am disciplined enough to study for the examination. But if I have to teach the course, then I can't wait till the examination. I have to read Bhagavad Gita every day actually.
So that's why I wanted to compare myself, and Yamanalila also wanted to compel herself to do this. So I hope that I am able to serve you in some way. But if I fail to do that for whatever reason, then one thing I'm sure, that personally I will benefit by studying the Bhagavad Gita, Sri Yusopanishad, Nectar of Instruction and Nectar of Devotion. But if I have to put the Mayapur Institute of Higher Education lens and say the qualifications of a teacher, they say that the qualification of a teacher must be that the facilitator must be a Bhakti Shastri certified teacher, which we have had the opportunity to do that certification under Atul Krishna Prabhu last year. Also, certifications for Teacher Training Course 1, Teacher Training Course 2, which also we have completed. And of course, minimum 16 rounds and 4 regulative principles. So these are the qualifications of a Bhakti Shastri facilitator. Qualifications of Bhakti Shastri students. People who are participating, all of you. The MIHE guidelines, Mayapur Institute of Higher Education guidelines, and the Vaishnav Technical Education guidelines, VT guidelines, say that only those people who are chanting a minimum of 16 rounds and following 4 regulative principles can attend this course. I repeat again, only those people who are chanting 16 rounds minimum and following 4 regulative principles are officially allowed to attend this course. This course is not for beginners. As much as I have said that, okay, there is a small exception that we have made. I want to make that transparent in the class. Okay, there is a small exception we have made. There are some devotees who have been personally recommended by Vaishnavas who are of very good stature in our congregation. We have made that exception because when you see their graph, we have been given to understand that they are going to get there very soon. Because they are very serious in their sadhana and they will get there very soon. So we have made an exception, but we have also qualified that exception. We have made it objective in the sense that anyone who is today not chanting 16 rounds will come to that point within 3 months from today. That part is non-negotiable because we have to answer the authorities, which will help them also come to 16 rounds. It's as simple as that. For example, I remember when I was in Toronto, Yamanalila and I, we went in the winter, the minus 40 degrees there. So somehow, you know, we were struggling for association. And in public transport, we used to go to this Bhakti Vriksha program, that Bhakti Vriksha program, etc. So somehow, we were that enabled us to be steady at 8 rounds. I remember that, we were chanting 8 rounds at that time. But one sudden day, the devotees to whose program we used to attend, those Bhakti Vriksha programs, they introduced us to Gopal Krishna Swami Maharaj. And Gopal Krishna Swami Maharaj said, tomorrow come with me, I am travelling to a program. So here was Gopal Krishna Swami Maharaj and here we were sitting in the back seat. And Gopal Krishna Maharaj suddenly turned and said, how many rounds are you chanting? I said, 8 rounds, Maharaj. Why 8? From tomorrow you should do 16 rounds, he said. And bang, it happened from next day, 16 rounds. So you don't need 3 months to come to 16 rounds. If you want, if you desire, if you take Srila Prabhupada's blessings or if you get a powerful instruction from a pure acharya, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, then it can just happen like that. From next day it was 16 rounds. So no need to wait for 3 months. But VT guidelines, we are already making a small exception, adjustment. So in 3 months we hope that those of you who are still struggling with 16 rounds will come to this. Because unless we come to 16 rounds, there is no question of we becoming preachers. Correct? We can't tell others, we must stand 16 rounds if we are not doing it ourselves. Other thing is, all participants should have a proven good behavior. This need not be discussed because we know each other very well. And that's not a problem at all. It's a given. But it is something where Mayapur Institute of Higher Education is mentioned, therefore we are mentioning in the classroom. So point number 10 is the methodology. Now, So there are two ways of approaching any education. Mother, you want to take him or her, sorry. And please come back in. Maybe you can give Matali that chair, one of you can move it, so that she can, whenever, you know, whenever she cries, you can go out and come back quickly. Maybe one of you can shift there. And that's true for all Matalis with kids, you can give them these corner seats, so they can go out and... Okay, children, you have to be silent, huh? No murmuring in the classroom. Absolutely, you have to be silent. So there are two approaches which we could have taken throughout this course. One is called as the systematic approach, and the other is called as the thematic approach. Systematic approach and thematic approach. A systematic approach is studying Srila Prabhupada's books verse by verse. So you start with chapter 1, verse 1, then discuss verse 2, verse 3, till you go to 18th chapter, last verse. And similarly, running through verse by verse of the other books of Srila Prabhupada. That's one way of doing a course. The other way of doing the course is called as the thematic approach, where you don't necessarily go verse by verse. You don't necessarily go verse by verse, but you take themes. For example, you may take... hypothetically, you may take anger management as a theme, or you may take Varnashrama Dharma, if you like, as a theme, right? And then you will take verses from the Nectar of Devotion, you will take verses from Isopanishad, you will take verses from Bhagavad Gita, and then have a discussion in the class. And even that discussion could be that you will do some role play, then you will do some whole class discussion, you will do some brainstorming sessions, quiz, whatever. So there are many ways in which that can also be handled. In this classroom, based on the experience of other bhakti shastri teachers, and I can very openly mention also, who I have a lot of respect for, Gopal Ganesh Prabhu. All of us know he's a very accomplished devotee, very realized devotee, very good teacher. I had a lot of discussions with him, and just 2 days back also we had a marathon, 2-hour, 3-hour session here in the temple. The experience of doing it thematic has had some difficult challenges in Melbourne, in the sense that what I have been given to understand is going in a systematic way lends itself more easily for people to study the Bhagavad Gita in that sequence rather than a random approach, taking something from here, taking something from there. So, while one may understand thematically what's happening, one may miss out on the flow in which Krishna is speaking, Lord Krishna is speaking. So, the flow in Bhagavad Gita is also very important. As much as the theme is important, the flow is also important. So in this class, what we will attempt to do is, we will go in a systematic way of studying. We will go verse by verse. And when I talk to some of the members, I haven't spoken to all of you, then the members also mentioned that it's better that we go verse by verse. And that's the way we have been studying under Kesha Prabhu, the Bhakti Vaibhav course, since many years. And personally, that has benefited, going verse by verse. You understand exactly the flow in which things are happening. But at the same time, we will not... Okay. Sorry. So we will go verse by verse, but at the same time, we will ensure that we don't lose focus of the theme. So, if you like, we will see the connecting threads between different chapters and get that thematic perspective. So, we will attempt in this class to retain the flavor of the thematic part while deriving full benefits of the systematic approach of study. So, in short, we will be doing verse by verse. Is that fine? The other aspect of methodology is whole class discussion. So in this class, we will be doing the occasional brainstorming. We may do occasional role plays, dramas, etc. to substantiate some point or to understand it, you know, through, if you like, what do you call that as? Experiential learning. Yeah? We will do all those things, but that will be relatively infrequent. We will follow the usual Vedic way of studying, which is reading Srila Prabhupada's, reading the verse, reading Srila Prabhupada's purport, and having a whole class discussion. So the course will, from next class will be something like this. So we will read, okay, Dharma Kshetra, Kuru Kshetra, Samaveta, Yudhisava, Vamaka Pandava, Chaiva, Kimakurvata Sanjaya, verse 1.1. And then Prabhupada is writing the translation. So we read the translation. Then we may pick up somebody in the class and we may say, okay, Nagesh Prabhu, would you please read the purport? Then Nagesh Prabhu will read the purport and then we'll throw that purport open for a whole class discussion. So then, for example, you know, Nandini Radhika Mataji may have a view, so she may raise her hand. So saying that, okay, Prabhu, I want to add this point. Then Radha Krishna Prabhu will add one point. Then Yogeshwar Govind Prabhu will add one point. Then Mataji, Priya Rushaka Mataji will add one point. So that way. And then the facilitators will add their own points. And then we move on to the next verse and do the same for the next verse. However, a practical reality which I want to set the expectation up front is we will not be reading all of Prabhupada's purports in the class. We will be reading all the verses and their translations, but we will not be reading all of Srila Prabhupada's purports. Otherwise the course will not get over before 7 years. And I know that most of you will not come for a 7-year course. 2.5 years is still, you know, looks little bit in the horizon. Moment 7 years means nobody will come for the next class. Of course, we have a model. We have a success model in Melbourne. As I said, Bhakti Vaibhav. We have been doing since last 7 years. So some of us, you know, that at least there are 10-12 members who have been coming since 2005 for that class. And it has become part of our life. Isn't it? So it is quite possible. But we don't want to really make this 7 years, because then after this we will have to, you know, graduate into Bhakti Vaibhav, and as Srila Prabhupada says, the other degrees called as Bhakti Vedanta and Bhakti Sarvabhauma. So there are 4 degrees, if you like. One is Bhakti Shastri, which we are doing, which is these 4 books. Bhakti Vaibhav is the study of Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto to 6th canto. Bhakti Vedanta degree is 7th canto till 12th canto, and Bhakti Sarvabhauma degree is Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Srila Prabhupada said, one must go through all these courses. I want all my disciples and grand disciples to go through these 4 courses. And Prabhupada said, there must be exams. Not our choice. Prabhupada said that there must be exams. And I will read out for you
from this book.
So therefore, that brings us to the assessment. If there is going to be exams, then obviously everyone wants to know the assessment criteria. So there are going to be subjective criteria as well as objective criteria for assessment in this course. Classroom attendance. Attendance doesn't mean that the body is in the room, but the subtle body is outside the room. The gross body will be sitting here. No? Not like that. Okay. So attendance means attendance in body and mind, like that. Attendance and participation in the class. So this will be a subjective criteria. And we will have closed book exams and open book exams. So there are few points that we want to mention, and these are very important. So please listen carefully. You can make notes if you want. First is coming on time to the class. If you are coming late, not a problem. We understand that sometimes some of you may not be able to come at 7 o'clock. But let me know that, Prabhu, I will always come at 8:15 only. Of course, if you say that for months together, then you may have to really review whether you want to do this course or not. Or you are in a real position now. Or because of your practical adjustment, you may want to do it, take this course maybe sometime later. Like that. So I don't see that problem will be there. But coming on time, that is one. And entering the class without a flutter. Okay. No? Sometimes people come and then they say, all this, and then everyone is looking here. The speaker is speaking something and he has lost the complete thread. Like that. So coming into the class, Aram said, just coming from behind and then settling down very nicely. Like Krishna Chandra Prabhu now entered, there was no clutter. Not many people would have, I don't know how many of you noticed, but he just smoothly went there and that's the way. Okay. So no clutter.
So entering the class without a flutter.
Sharing your understanding of Srila Prabhupada's purports. So that will be also an assessment criterion. That how much are you able to participate in the class and share your realizations of Srila Prabhupada's purports. Which means if you have to do that in the classroom, you should have read in the previous class whatever Prabhupada is writing. Okay. So that will mean that you will have next class reading assignments always. If you don't do this, in this lifetime we will not read Bhagavad Gita. Do you agree? At a granular level, this is what it means. If we don't do this, that means we are not reading in this lifetime Bhagavad Gita. So this is the way to do it. So you will have next class reading assignment. So all of us will read and come for this class. But don't say I didn't read, therefore I didn't come for the class. Read and come for the class. So we have heard these excuses before. Of course, there may be that odd week when you may not be able to, but then please catch up on your reading. It will help us. At the end of the day, we are investing time, so we better make best use of it. Also, class participation. So, when I was doing my MBA, that time, there are lot of enthusiastic people in the class. They will participate for the sake of participating. Like that. So, our professor used to say that there is no mark for class participation. Then there is no point that you really want to make. Like that. So, we are not forcing everyone to participate. It doesn't mean that you have to make a point on everything. But your points must come out of your hearing lectures or your reading Srila Prabhupada's books or the experiences which you have seen in other devotees' life or your own life. So, those kind of quality participation, not just for the sake of participating. Srila Prabhupada said, truth spoken concisely is eloquence. Truth spoken concisely is eloquence. So even when we are making a point, as much as possible, to the point discussion, rather than just going on rambling here and there. Most of us, I know that will not do that, but this will also help us be more productive in the class, like that. Okay. In terms of your exams, I'm out of class participation now. Now I'm talking about the closed book essay exams, which you all will have. You all will have closed book exams. Which means that you are not allowed to refer to your notes or anything like that. So those closed book exams, the assessment criteria will be your comprehensive coverage of what has been discussed in the classroom and Srila Prabhupada. What here? Comprehensive coverage. So we can go on writing. Let us say someone says, how do you... Someone tells you, you may get a question in the exam saying that your friend enters a temple and he tells you, Prabhuji, life is short, therefore enjoy. Why are you wasting time in all these things? How will you explain? Using the knowledge of whatever you have discussed in the class. This could be a question which will come in your closed book exam. Now obviously, you will write that Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you know that you are not the body, you are the soul. Okay. So you will cover the basics and you will cover all the essentials. But then no need to go on and on saying that the soul is immutable, it cannot be cut by fire, it cannot be done by sword and 2-3 pages of that answer. Not required. Whatever points are required to answer that question, truth spoken concisely. Just write those main points and that is what is enough, more than enough. A one page answer maximum. No. We don't want to invent our own purports. Srila Prabhupada has already done that. So, as much as possible, comprehensive coverage in the closed book exam. The size of answer does not matter. It is not like our college law paper, where we have to write the same contract law in passive voice and active voice, direct speech, indirect speech. No, we don't need that. Now, coming to closed book exams. Coming to open book exams. Open book exam is very simple. In other words, in simple language, if I say it's essays, what you're going to write. Where you're going to refer the notes, you're going to keep Srila Prabhupada's books in front of you, and you're going to write. And that you're going to do offline, not in the classroom. For the open book exams, the assessment criteria is, obviously you'll have to cover whatever the mood. For example, if you get a topic, a topic that sannyasa is not recommended. No? What was your topic? Renunciation for women. Women are not meant for renounced order of life. Suppose you get some essay like this to write, then what we are not expecting is cut paste Srila Prabhupada's purport into that. And then present. Srila Prabhupada has written in section so and so. And I agree with the following point. So the marks are not for agreeing with Srila Prabhupada. So, how do we approach this? The way that's expected, and I'm making it upfront, is, and that will help all of us, is by putting your own original thinking. Original thinking doesn't mean changing the philosophy itself. Not creative writing, like what they do in schools. But original thinking, which means taking a social context and then applying the principles that Srila Prabhupada has given in this purport and then building your essay on that. Okay? For example, something like, yes, renounced order is not applicable for women, as is indicated in section so-and-so of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Daksha is saying so-and-so, he is now, because Narad Muni has delivered all his sons, okay, then Daksha is saying, now I will not beget any more sons, I will beget only daughters. So Narad Muni doesn't make them brahmacharis, right? So it is in this context that this chapter comes. Women are not meant for the renounced order of life. So Srila Prabhupada says that Daksha wanted to play safe. He knows that women cannot become brahmacharis, right? But Srila Prabhupada has introduced the concept of brahmacharini ashram, which is unheard of outside. Srila Prabhupada gave second initiation Gayatri Mantra to women, which is unheard of outside. So Srila Prabhupada made certain practical adjustments. So if you want to write this essay, it's not just enough to quote that Daksha did this and that, but also to bring this context. How Srila Prabhupada did this, why he did that, what's our realization. Therefore, when we preach, then how will we use that? In our personal lives, how we will use that? All those things. Also, we may be discussing drawing on several other sections also. As I said, we are also going to, we may also discuss points from Srila Prabhupada's disciples. So, one such book which we have done in our Bhakti workshop is called as the Grihastha Manual. From that manual, we can draw on certain points of women are not meant for the renounced order of life. For example, the wife cannot suddenly, it's unusual for a wife to decide, I will better take renounced order of life, you stay at home only. I am going on book distribution. See you in the evening. Kichari ready rakna. So therefore, so that is not Grihastha Ashram. This is not Grihastha Ashram. Right? So then, you can see, if you see these issues around you, then we have to learn from these issues and we can put that in the essay. Saying that, from the Grihastha Manual, for example, we understand the application of this as so-and-so. So, that will be the construction of your open book. Apply everything to a contemporary context. Make it very practical. So, the whole idea is that, actually, we should write in essays in such a way, such that when you give it to even an ordinary person who is not Krishna conscious, he should make sense out of it. He should be able to relate that. Oh yes, look, yes, here is the solution to my life. The essay should be like that, not simply cut paste. So that is the standard of the essays. I don't want to intimidate you with all these things, but just give you some kind of a direction to think about. Now, what, how we can lift our game in terms of writing our essays. Not all of us may be very skillful at writing. We understand that. So don't worry about that. Don't think that, if I don't write top class, then I'll fail or something like that. But what is definitely not expected is simply, like a parrot. Writing what Prabhupada has already written. Because that we can understand from reading Prabhupada's purport. We don't need to read the essay for that. So that application is certainly required. As regards verses, you will be required as a part of this course to buy a lot of verses. Quite a few verses will come from each chapter, right? In the exam, you will be required to write the Sanskrit. Now the Sanskrit need not be written in Devanagari script. You can write it in English. For example, if you want to write Dharma Kshetra, you can say D-H-A-R. we are not expecting you to write dharma and all that, so you don't need to write all that. Okay, you can write the English completely,
yeah.
And then you are required to write the translation of that verse. Now in the translation, as long as you covered all the aspects of that verse, it doesn't matter if your sentence to sentence is not matching with what Prabhupada is writing. The whole idea is to completely understand that verse. So you can write, you know, even if you write in your own words. So okay, so then that's fine. And you are not expected to write word to word translation. Dharma dash Purukshetra, Puruk dash Kshetra dash. No need. We are not going to do that. The other aspect of exam is try to take the exam when everyone is taking it. Okay. Ideally. Otherwise it becomes very difficult. Obviously you can imagine if there are 40-50 people and the assessor has to assess the papers. If everyone is saying, Prabhu, I will write on 26, somebody will write, I will write on 30th, somebody will say, can I write 2 months hence? You know, then it becomes very chaotic for an assessor to keep track and then plan this. So try to take the exam with everyone else, unless there is an earth-shattering reason. Please do not solicit exceptions in that regard. Okay. Then next is the course structure. The course structure, which also you will get in a, you'll get a handbook next week. Unfortunately, we tried to make that handbook available today, but because of some delays, the temple has not been able to provide that handbook. It is still, it's gone to office works for binding, and we couldn't receive the consignment back. Okay, so all of you are going to get a book, which is called as the Bhakti Shastri Course Student Handbook. You're going to get this book next week. Now in that also these things are mentioned. So the way the course is going to be structured is, we have three modules, module 1, module 2 and module 3. Madhuji, can you see this? Padmini Madhuji? If you can't see it, then anyway it's there in the manual, so don't worry. Just here. Sorry. So module 1 is called as Understanding the Bhakti Shastras. Module 2 is Application of the Bhakti Shastras, and Module 3 is Values in the Bhakti Shastras. Module 1 has got 2 units, Dharma and Yoga Ladder or Jnana. Dharma is covered in Bhagavad Gita chapter 1 and 2, and Yoga Ladder, Jnana, covered in Bhagavad Gita chapter 3 to 6. Does it make sense? Yeah. And then we move to the Module 2, unit 3 will be Ananya Bhakti, chapter 7 to 12. Unit 4, Elevation Through Modes of Nature, chapter 13 to 18. Bhagavad Gita has got 18 chapters. So in these 4 units, we would have covered the Bhagavad Gita. And I reckon that Bhagavad Gita will take us at least a year to cover. Unit 5 and 6. Unit 5 is, we'll discuss Sadhana Bhakti, from Nectar of Devotion and Nectar of Instruction. Now, Nectar of Devotion book, we will not be covering the entire book in this course. That's simply because it was Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Okay. There are 2 aspects of bhakti, as many of you might be already knowing. Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti and Raghavanuga Bhakti. So, Nectar of Devotion, the latter section, Srila Prabhupada did not want everyone to read it prematurely. So that part is out of the scope of this course. So we will be concentrating more on the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti part. And of course, Nectar of Instruction. So these 2 books will be covered as a part of Unit 5. And Unit 6, we will be doing Preaching from Bhakti Shastra, which is the Sri Isopanishad. So that way we would have covered Bhakti, Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion and Nectar of Instruction, and Sri Isopanishad. Module 3, Values in the Bhakti Shastras, which has got only 1 unit, we will be covering values and attitudes of a Bhakti Shastri. So it will be a compendium of all the knowledge from these books that we have studied, which we will apply here. So that's pretty much the course structure. You don't have to note this down because it's available in your book. However, I just want to make one point, that we have made a small change based on my discussion with the teachers who have already done this course, they have advised that generally the participants are more comfortable moving from one book to the other. So finishing Bhagavad Gita completely, then moving to Nectar of Devotion or Instruction, and then moving to Isopanishad. Whereas in your course book, if you open and see, it will tell you that, okay, you do Bhagavad Gita so many chapters, then go and suddenly do Nectar of Instruction and Nectar of Devotion, again come back to the remaining chapters of Bhagavad Gita. So we are not going to do that approach, because the people who have taught this course have told me that it doesn't practically work. So it's better that we go through the single flow, through and through. So that is this. Okay, next is... From 11, we did assessment, we did course structure, donation. Now there is a fee for this course, which is affordable for most grihasthas. It will be $2.50 per person per class. $2.50 per person per class. So if husband and wife are coming, then one session, $5. That is the recommended donation for this class. There are a lot of... applications that we can put this donation. There are a lot of avenues where you can utilize these funds. These funds will go to the temple treasury and will be used for so many temple projects. So that will be the course fee, if you like. We will have someone who will take the bottom line. Actually, where is Krishna Chandra Prabhu? You are taking bottom line for that, right? So Krishna Chandra Prabhu is sitting there. He will take bottom line to. Coordinate this whole fee collection part, if you like, and fees tracking. Yeah. So, okay, I have to say this, but please do not ask for receipts. There is no tax exemption. I'm used to doing Bhakti Vriksha courses, which are more informal and nature, but since it's a temple course, I have a little bit be formal, don't mind that. I'm supposed to say this. Okay, so there are certain guidelines, standard guidelines, which are there in this MIIT book. But because the book is not ready, we will not do the standard guidelines today, but it won't take more than 5 minutes to run through that. Maybe we'll do it in the next class. But something like, you know, I can tell you what, something from memory. And Priti Rakshana Madhani and Himalaya, you know, you have done these courses recently. So if you remember any point from the standard guidelines, I know that something, you can't derive some power out of your position or something. You remember that? Yeah, everyone will have equal position in the class. So there will be no gender bias, there will be no age bias. Yeah. Not that initiated devotees' points are much superior to non-initiated devotees, or, you know, all those things. So essentially, you know, these guidelines, they basically talk about all these things. That everyone is equal in this class. Nobody is higher than anyone else, including the facilitator. Right? The whole mood is that how can we collectively serve Srila Prabhupada? Right? And how can we become better servants of Srila Prabhupada? That will be the mood in this class. Ah, okay. Some other etiquettes which need not be told. I think everyone is Vaishnava, so everyone will know that we will not ridicule anyone's points. We will not ridicule or criticize anyone's points. However, we can have disagreements, which can be put in a way that yes, or we can have a discussion where we can say, okay, I don't understand how this point is being made. Those kind of discussions we can have, but not something which actually gets very personal with someone. So we have to respect the dignity of every individual in the classroom, and of course that is Vaishnava etiquette, so needless to say that, but still. So these are the kind of points that the standard guidelines, MIIT, punctuality, attendance, much of which we have covered already. Now outside of this, there are certain custom guidelines which have not been given by Mayapur Institute of Higher Education, but which are based on our own experiences in preaching, which we have put together. And I'll just share that with you. Sorry if we are packing too much of information in the first class. But we didn't, actually originally I was thinking we'll make 2 classes on this. But I think it's better we get going with Bhakti, Bhagavad Gita from the next week. So the first one is, this is a temple course. And please hear carefully, because these will really help set the expectations and mood in this classroom. This is a temple course and not a Bhakti Vriksha program. This is not a Bhakti Vriksha program, it's a temple course. So there is less room for personalization. In the Bhakti Vriksha program, we can say, Prabhu, can we discuss the life of the acharyas? And the facilitator may say, yes, yes, Prabhu, we will do that from 2 weeks hence. But we can't do that in this program. There is no customization. We will not be discussing yatras, or we will not be discussing, some other books. We will have to pretty much, we have a structure, and we will adopt that structure. So there is less flexibility, if you like, in that sense. This program is not a substitute for a Bhakti Vriksha program. So because we are attending Bhakti Shastri program, it doesn't mean that we no longer need to attend Bhakti Vriksha program. It doesn't mean like that. Okay? Much of the people who are sitting here, for them, they have been coming to the Bhakti Vriksha program since last so many years. So already they have covered, in Bhagavad Gita, much of it in that sense, and many of these books, including many aspects of Srimad Bhagavatam, Grihastha manual, Vaishnava etiquette manual. One section of this people sitting in this room have already covered all that. Okay, but still, this becomes relevant because then you are now scrutinizingly studying Srila Prabhupada's books in a systematic way. But we will not be doing all those. We will not be doing a study of Grihastha manual or Vaishnava etiquette manual in this class in that sense. But we will be bringing in points from there for a whole class discussion. So it's a temple program. So there will not. It's not a personal program of the faculty members which we are doing. Also, this program will not be cultivational, if you like. In a Bhakti Vriksha, what we do usually. We'll go around Nama Amrita, Nectar of the Holy Name. Okay, after we study the Vilas. Okay, anyone increase their chanting since last time, and then some people will raise. Okay, from 4 to 5 I have gone. Everyone will say very good, very good. Like that. Okay. Somebody may say, okay, I want to discuss, some personal issues that I have. Okay. Throw some questions like that and have that kind of facilitation, personal facilitation. So, while that is, we are very happy to do that outside the class, but that is not within the realms of scope of this course. So it's not a sadhana monitoring program or anything if you like. But certainly, scrutinizing study of Srila Prabhupada's books will help one in improving one's sadhana. VT guidelines mandate entry criteria 16 rounds in chanting. Please do not solicit exceptions, rather come up to the point of 16 rounds. In those 3 months. Again, it's a temple program, it's not our personal program. So we can't make those exceptions. There are strict attendance criteria for this program and mandatory for certification. This is not a program where somebody can say, I'll surely try to attend Prabhuji whenever possible. This is not that kind of program. That may be okay in a Bhakti Vriksha or something like that. That, I can't attend, but later on I'll attend or whenever possible, time permits I'll come. This is not that kind of program. So why we are saying this is, if any one of you in this room believe that you will not be able to attend regularly, you will not be able to, you are not ready at this point in time in your life to take exams, right? Then we encourage you to attend later and not in this batch. So please think about it. The guideline is that by the end of the second class, everyone in this room has got a choice to move out of the course required. In 2 classes, everyone has a choice to move out of the course. Saying that any Jamnevala. Okay. Exam and all those things. But don't drop out after that. That is our request. If you want to make a decision, then do it earlier. So that helps then plan things better for us also. It makes it more predictable for you, it makes it more predictable for us. More important than simply attending this class is a commitment to study Srila Prabhupada's book scrutinizingly. By registering for this class, we are all making the commitment that we will study Srila Prabhupada's books. Children have to be kept silent at all times. At all times. The moment they get noisy, please take them outside the classroom immediately. This is not only the expectation of the facilitator, but also the desire of all the participants. Is it not? It is, right? Otherwise nobody can concentrate. And I also will just lose my thoughts. So I will not be able to serve you properly. That's why. In Bhakti Vriksha we have had this, but then that was okay because it was not a temple program. But here we'll have to be a little bit more stricter. Faculty, which is in this case, we are playing the role of faculty. Himanulila will assist me in that. Faculty is meant to play the role of Bhakti Shastri facilitator and not teacher. So we are not going to, there will be teaching obviously, but it will be more of a facilitation that we will do. This program you should consider as facilitation for you to study Bhagavad Gita. Similarly in Bhakti Vaibhav also, for the last 8 years, Kesha Prabhu has been our facilitator. Yes, we do call him our teacher as well, but at the end of the day, in the exams, it's not only what we just, you know, sit and hear in the class, but it also depends on how much we read robust purports and how much homework we do. That is very important. So much of the responsibility of learning will also devolve on all of you. So it's not only me that's going to, you know, be teaching everyone. Much of the responsibility is on you. So please realize that and plan your time accordingly for the next 2.5 years. Children cannot be a reason for not being regular with reading of Srila Prabhupada's books. So please do not solicit that exception. Prabhu, you know that I have a baby and I have a kid, and you know. If you want to, if you really feel that's a thing, then take a decision to do the course sometime later. Okay. But they cannot be the reason for not reading Srila Prabhupada's books. Time management is very important. We have had very good success stories. I'm going to name them. Don't embarrass them. Prema Tarangini Mataji and Janeshwar Prabhu. Two kids in hand. They have never missed Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vriksha program. Initially, I remember when Kirtan was, I think Mataji was pregnant with Kirtan at that time, right? 2000 with Devesh. Kirtan was there and they were pregnant with Devesh. So Devesh in one hand, Mataji is carrying, they'll come all the way from Preston. And that too, that was a Wednesday program. Weekday, not even weekend. So if anyone feels that children are inhibiting them from studying Srila Prabhupada's books, then please talk to these two people. They are a real success story in our congregation of this. Next point is, there will be exams. There is no point in registering in this course. If you are not going to take exams. So if you are coming here, that means you will take exams. So not, this is not just attending and going home. So whoever is not prepared to take exams, please take a break from the course and attend whenever you are ready to take exams. But I know most of you have already discussed this with, and I know that this will not be a real problem for most of you. Mahabharata and questions on the Mahabharata are not in the scope of this course. So it's basically a Bhagavad Gita course and not a Mahabharata course. However, students may read offline if they wish to strengthen the context in which Bhagavad Gita is spoken. That's an offline reading, but we will not be discussing Mahabharata. Class timings are 7 to 9 p.m. on all Saturdays, except festivals, annual vacation period, and any exigencies that may come up. There will be homework. As much as there will be exams, there will be homework. There is no point in registering if you are not going to honor your commitment to read Srila Prabhupada's books. There will be many personal application points that will be discussed in this class. Personal application points. Please discuss with yours, please hear this carefully. There will be many personal application points that will be discussed in this class. Please discuss with your spiritual master, with your Bhakti Vriksha leader, your Siksha Guru, your counselor, or with the faculty. Please discuss with any of these people if you have any concerns on their implementation. Okay? We may be discussing points from Srila Prabhupada's books, right? We may discuss several sensitive topics in this class, right? And if you feel uncomfortable with any of those sensitive points, then please discuss with senior devotees before you implement those points in your class. To give you an example, Srila Prabhupada says, one should have sex only for the purpose of procreation of children. If this is a point that we are discussing in this class, and if as a grihastha one is feeling uncomfortable about this point, then you can discuss with your spiritual master how to implement this in your life, right? Or discuss with your Bhakti Viruksha leader or with your facilitator, whoever, before implementing it. Not just go fanatically and do something at home and then blame. The Bhakti Shastri class has told, you know, like this, therefore, you know, our whole life is gone. No, we will not accept those kind of responsibilities. So we don't take any responsibilities for foolish methods of implementing, or fanatic methods of implementing any recommendations that are made in the class. Okay, so if there is not if it's not clear, if you're uncomfortable, please discuss. So we will be facilitating. Common congregational issues may come up in the whole class discussion. Common congregational issues, and I am using the word common. Common congregational issues will come up in the whole class discussion, and it is purely coincidental if it pertains to any of your situation. For example, we may say that, you know, one must chant attentively. So what? So please do not feel that, Prabhuji, why are you targeting me in the class? I am chanting inattentively. Not like that. Because it is just coincidental that we discuss the point of inattentive chanting. It doesn't mean that we are picking on someone in the class. Okay? This class is not meant, you know, for picking on someone, but this point will be discussed. Why I have scripted this? We have faced a lot of these issues in our years of preaching, and we want to make this upfront. So there may be many points that may be common issues for all of us. Or we may discuss that, okay, husband and wife are fighting with one another. That is something which is a universal truth. Correct? There is no grihastha in this world who has never had a fight with his spouse. Is there anyone in this room who has never had a fight with spouse? So if we mention a common point, don't think, oh Prabhu, I think you are talking about me in that program. Okay? That everyone will say that. Because it's common for everyone, including me also. You are encouraged to form study cells that meets regularly outside of class. So in this, if let's say 50 people are there, you can make study cells of maybe 10 cells, maybe 5 groups or something. Appoint your own cell leader, right? And then offline, that will help you immensely in preparing for your closed book exams, open book exams, and do that, right? Sit and study in your local groups. We did that very successfully in the Bhakti Vaibhav course that we are doing. We have study cells which meets regularly, and then, you know, you can talk to some of the devotees here how that is done, who are attending Bhakti Vaibhav course, and that helps us prepare solidly before taking the exam. So because what happens is, when the class is going on, maybe Yamunajivan Prabhu has written a point which Ratnam Prabhu may have missed, Mahesh Prabhu may have written a point which Narendra Prabhu may have missed, you know, like that. So then when you sit together, then you can compare those points, and then everyone can consolidate his or her learning. So then you don't have to go to the class recording and hear it all over again. So it's really a faster way of studying. Just like how we studied, you know, in our university days. Sometimes you just 4 friends get together. You do chapter 1, you do chapter 2, you do chapter 3, you do chapter 4. Doesn't mean that we are not reading everything. We'll do our reading, but then that person will specifically focus on, you know, those things and suck the juice more and more from that. And then everyone learns again. Like it's a fast way. It has worked for us. It may work for you well. Please try it out. Form your own groups. There will be fees for the program that goes only to temple. Such fees could be used to cover cost of resources for this program, like the VTE material, temple stationery, and whatever. Faculty may not address a question if felt, for several reasons, as more appropriate to be dealt outside the classroom. So there may be a question. We may say in the classroom that yes, we will deal with this separately. Maybe it's not pertinent to the theme, or it is a more of a personal question. When we start answering, then the person actually may not finish, and it's becoming too personal now. So these kind of issues we will discuss outside the classroom separately. All participants are requested to raise their hands if they wish to answer a question or to make a point, so that we can, you know, everyone gets a chance to speak, and no 2 people are talking at the same time. Volunteers are needed to take the following ongoing services. So there are certain services in this program. We solicit, you know, some volunteers. So some of them have already come forward to take some responsibilities. But first thing is that we need a car park owner. Car park owner is not that car outside waiting. Car park owner is, there are questions which may come up in the class to which I may not know the answer to. at that point in time, right? But we may say that, okay, for example, someone says, who was, what is that? Satyajit, who was the husband of, sorry, who was the father of Shantanu. Shantanu, okay. So somebody may say, Prabhu, who was the father of Bhishma? And now I am very poor with this relationship. Who was wife of Ravana and all that. I am not very quick with that, but I am very, being very upfront. Okay. So at that point in time, I'll ask, Yamuna Lila, do you know, somebody else in the class may know that. Like, just now, somebody answered, Prabhu answered very quickly. Okay. So, but if collectively none of us know, then it will go to the car park. Car park means that point will be registered as an open question. And then I'll monitor that car park and try to solicit answers from outside. And then the next, or the some program down the line, we will say, okay, your questions, no, we found out the answer incidentally. It is this, like that. Okay. So we need someone, one volunteer, who will keep a track of all the open questions that are remain unanswered at, you know, during the classroom. So who will volunteer for that? You will volunteer for that. Okay.
Yeah.
You need help from some senior devotee to do that.
Okay.
Who will volunteer? Janesha Prabhu. Car park owner? Okay. We need someone to keep track of fees and attendance. Which fees and attendance both you will take care of. Krishna Chandra Prabhu will do that. We need someone to take care of infrastructure availability and setups prior to every class. This room has been arranged in the specific layout which will continue for every class. Nagesh Prabhu has volunteered and he will be responsible. We need someone as a child carer. Okay. Now, for this class, we had quite a bit of noise in this class as well. I don't know how it will go in the future classes. If it's relatively silent, no problem. But otherwise, we really have to have a model wherein one Mataji or one Prabhuji take all the children out of this and then just take care of them. Engage them in proper Krishna conscious activities, coloring book or whatever, play with them or whatever. And then that person's turn only comes after so many weeks. So you are only missing one class and your spouse will ensure that it's covered and vice versa. Like that. Okay. So we may have to compulsorily adopt that model. Otherwise it will become very difficult. Okay. So, but right now we will not enforce that, but we will monitor, we will see how we go in this class. So and we really need someone to do that, become the servant of servant for one class. Just one class. Because then after that your turn only comes after many, many classes like that. We need someone to take care of the class recordings and web uploads, which Shivanand Prabhu has taken that responsibility. So maybe you can assist him if you want to. Like, maybe he can do the class recording, maybe you can do the web uploads, I don't know how. Okay. We need people who could be closed book group facilitators. For example, you know that study cells which I talked about? Before the closed book exam, it's a good idea to get into small groups and then prepare for the exam, like that. So, we don't want to appoint anyone right now, but I'm assuming that you'll form around 5 groups based on that, and you'll come back to me. We'll see that maybe 2-3 classes down the line, we'll review that. And then you can have your own, you know, group facilitator. Just let me know who will be that group facilitator for each group. That group facilitator is responsible to ensure that your group is meeting very frequently to discuss Bhagavad Gita. We will need a communications person, a person to manage our communications, which is Radha Krishna Prabhu. He has been doing it for our Bhakti Raksha, so he's got experience in doing that communication. So all SMSs, emails will be sent to you. Anything about the program, you will get to know from Radha Krishna Prabhu. There will be a lot of other services which we have not envisaged at this point in time. So many of you may get some, like for example, if you have to suddenly Xerox something or make something, then we will definitely ask some of you who can volunteer. Can you close the door? Okay. There will be elements of subjectivity in marking the open and closed book exams. Some subjectivity will be there. Okay. We will not be investing time in reviewing marks. Right? I'll tell you personally, I had that weakness in school. I'll always go and say, teacher, why you gave half mark there and why you didn't half mark there? So please don't have my mentality. I've come out of it, hopefully. I'm comparing with other people, yeah. Why he got 52 marks, why I got only 51 marks or whatever. No? So we will not be wasting time in all that. Okay. At the end of the day, it's not about marks. It's about how sincerely we have studied Srila Prabhupada's books. Nevertheless, evaluation criteria will be made amply clear prior to the exam. So we will visit some of the evaluation criteria just prior to the exam. Closer to that. All students are expected to bring in individual copies of the book being studied and take class notes. All students are expected to take class notes. If you don't take class notes, then either you are a superhuman being who can remember everything, or I don't know what. Right? But usually in this course, in any study course, if you go to a university, you will take a class notes. So we ordinarily would expect everyone to have notes and writing something. Okay. So please take those notes. And much of your exam questions will also be from those notes. Okay. If you are bringing relatives for occasional classes, if you are bringing relatives, for example, someone's parents are visiting, no, uncle is visiting or whatever, if you are bringing relatives occasionally to the classes, please remember to inform them that basic questions will not be addressed within the classroom. So maybe my uncle may be he is a Shiva worshipper. He may come and say, why Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead? Very good question, but not in this classroom, outside. So that is a given in this class. So if you are bringing relatives, please set that expectation with them, so that they don't feel that their question has not been answered. Because this is not the forum for that. If we will not be reading every verse of Bhagavad Gita and Nectar of Devotion owing to practical considerations, faculty will cover important points from these verses in the class discussion, which we already discussed before. If you happen to come late for the class, please settle down immediately and with minimal clutter. We discussed that before. Class will be cancelled. Class will be cancelled only if 70% student majority have a common cause to cancel the class. Okay. We do not desire the course to drag on and on. Students can hear recordings and catch up if you are missing the odd class. Special needs of part-time students will be addressed only if feasible in this course. I don't think anyone is asked for being a part-time student, but there was one request which has come. So special needs will be not addressed in this course. If something is feasible, yes. Otherwise, no. Closed book exams. Now this is another important point. Please hear carefully. Closed book exams may not resemble past question papers. So we are not going to adopt that university model of studying. 21 questions, quick guide to clearing the applied mechanics exam. Okay. So it will not resemble the past question papers. Okay. And could be completely different, the closed book exam. Okay. You may refer to past papers for developing a higher breadth of knowledge, if you like. So it's not that question was asked, so it will only repeat now. It will not happen like that. Open book essays need to strictly align with Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Open book essays need to strictly align with Srila Prabhupada's teachings. However, our presentation of the topic must be original, which I discussed before. Contemporary contextualization will be a key assessment criteria. It is not merely about translating Srila Prabhupada's purports in our own words, using a different sentence style. Also, pertinent quotes from Srila Prabhupada's disciples, by Srila Prabhupada's grand disciples, and pertinent actions from their very lives will be appreciated. So when you are writing the essay, which we discussed. For example, if you are writing an essay on, let's say, Vanaprastha Ashram, then we can say, or Varanashrama Dharma, we can say how Gurujan Prabhu and Jagatarani Mataji we have observed as being very, what is the right English word for that? As epitomizing that ashram. Their life itself teaches us so many things. How we should live, Varanashrama, Vanaprastha Ashram. So these kind of things will really be very appreciated, very much appreciated if you mention these things in the essay. Length of answer will never be a criteria. We discussed that. Comprehensive coverage. With regard to memory verses, complete coverage, translation, verbatim reproduction is desirable, though not important. I will discuss that, so not repeat. Where felt necessary, you will be encouraged to memorize verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. That also explained. This is an educational course, unlike Bhakti Vriksha. It's an educational course. which is Bhakti Viriksha is more cultivational in its nature. Again, we discussed that before. Now, one thing is, in our Bhakti Vrikshas, usually we used to have a lot of guest lectures. Okay? Between every 4 weeks or 5 weeks, Jananand Maharaj will come, or Prahaladananda Swami Maharaj will come and address. That will not be a feature of the Bhakti Shastri course. So it's not that visiting faculty will come or sannyasis will come and conduct those odd programs. It will not happen in this course. If required, if let's say Bhanu Swami is visiting, for example, that odd class, we may ask him, okay, Prabhu, we are doing this section, then we may invite. But ordinarily, we will not plan for that.
So please do not expect that in the course.
Some questions in exam will ask you for a personal plan. Now please hear this carefully. Some questions in the examination paper will ask you for your personal plan. So we may say in the question, how do you want to, what's your personal plan to have more control over your time? Okay.
This can be, suppose we are studying, which verse is that? From Nectar of
Inspection. Vacho Vega Manasa Krodha Vega. Okay, let's say this example. What are some practical steps you are going to take to have more control over your anger? Now, it's a personal plan you are going to write. You'll say, Prabhuji, I will deal with my wife very nicely. I will appreciate her cooking. Things like that. Somebody may write like that. Okay. Now, because you are going to write those points, be very... be aware that when you are giving your papers to someone, Prabhuji, can I see your paper? I just want to see what answers you have written. Please remove that personal plan out. Okay, because then you may just do it and then they are like, oh my God, I have exposed my life in that paper. So therefore, I don't want others to know of it. So please be careful when you are sharing answer papers. Right? Personal questions will be there. Some questions in the exam will ask you for a personal plan. Please answer such questions in the first person. So if you are asked for a personal plan, how you will improve your chanting, the answer should not be, we should all chant attentively. We should all do, it is Srila Prabhupada said that one should read, Bhagavad Gita, not like that. If it's a personal plan, every question will be, I will do this. Not we should do, or we may do, or in general, everyone, humanity should do. Not those kind of answers. It's a personal plan. Even in the... I remember I used to correct Bhakti Shastri papers when Anirudh Prabhu used to do the course. And a lot of these answers, personal plan it is written and then it will go all around. So this is a practical thing that people struggle with. So I'm just sharing that with you. If you leave this course midway, you would have denied an opportunity to someone we did not take into the course because the course was full. To be very honest with you, the Atul Krishna Prabhu, who is our Bhakti Shastri teacher's training teacher, he said that, I asked him, Prabhuji, what we are planning to start Bhakti Shastri, what should be the size of the class? He said around 16 to 18, maximum 24, right? But at this point in time, in this classroom, we have at least 50, which is double than the maximum size. So, if you are planning to, and obviously then we will not be soliciting, that's why we never put a notice on the notice board, because everything got just done very fast. So, if you are planning to move out of the course and not take this course at this point in time, please do so in the first 3 weeks, so that then if others who are interested, then they can come in. If you leave halfway, then we would have told no to somebody, and then you are also not there. If you have any concerns about the class or faculty, please discuss with the faculty. If you have any concerns about this course or the way that it is being conducted, please give me that feedback. Or give Yamuna Lila that feedback. Please do not discuss that in the courtyard. How it should happen. Right? Because then I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't come to know. So we wouldn't be able to improve the class if it is discussed outside like that. If I am not, if you are not happy with the way that we are resolving your questions, then the escalation for this will be the temple president. You can discuss with him. Saying that, Prabhuji, we have already told Jagannath Ram several times, but he doesn't seem to understand what I am saying. Please go ahead and you can share with the temple president. But if you discuss it outside, then we cannot improve. Because we wouldn't know that this is being discussed outside the class. So any room for improvement, please discuss with us. Some classes can undergo schedule owing to Vaishnav calendar 2013. So we have put up a, we are trying to put up a schedule, so which I will share with you in the later classes, as to which days, which verses will be done or whatever. It's still a draft version. But some classes can undergo schedule, because Vaishnav calendar 2013, we don't know when Narchinge Chaturdashi is coming, we don't know when, you know, different functions are there. So, in putting the current schedule, I have assumed that there are no holidays in 2013. And with that itself, the course comes to 2 years. That's why I mentioned 2.5 years. So these are some of the custom guidelines based on our experience. Okay. So that is pretty much what I wanted to cover. And the only final point I want to leave you with in this class is the next class reading assignment for you, and this you may want to please note down, is Bhagavad Gita preface. Everyone has to come read the Bhagavad Gita preface written by Srila Prabhupada, plus chapter 1 verses 1 to 11. So all of you are expected to read this and come to class. Is that fine? Yeah? So that's what pretty much I had from my end. We have 5 minutes for question and answers. You can still go for 7-8 minutes. 9-9-5 will wind the class. So, yes, Prabhu.
What about the introduction to it? You said preface and first chapter.
Yeah. So, the MIHE does not talk about, you know, reading the introduction in great detail. So, you can do that offline, but we will not be discussing the introduction in this class. But you can throw some points, if you, of your own volition, you can throw some points in this class. But we will not be doing the introduction.
That book has many assignments.
Correct.
So how are we going to do it? Are we going to understand the assignments in the unit?
Okay. Now, what I have... Okay. So, that book has got many assignments. How are we going to do that? Okay. Now, there's a good news for you. Okay. That... Because most of us in this room are working grihasthas, and when we talk to the people who attended the earlier Bhakti Shastri courses, some of them are completely packed out by writing 50 essays in a year. Okay, so we have. So what I have already told Anirudh Prabhu is not. I am not going to give that many essays. So we are going to cut down. So we may not do everything that is written in this book. This book is probably only a guideline. Yes, it's important to have the spirit of reading Srila Prabhupada's books scrutinizingly. It's important to give our best in writing the closed book exams and open book exams. But we don't want to load you all too much, that will just break all of you. Because we know that grihastha life is difficult. There are so many things that we are managing in our life. Children's education, housework, right? Office work. So many things are there. Right? So we don't want to give something that will just break you. But you will have the right amount of stress. There will be little bit of stress. Without little bit of stress, there is no accomplishment in life. So that little bit stress will be there. So maybe you will not have 15, but you could have probably 25 essays. So we will straight away cut that load by 50%, if you like. Largely, you can expect one essay per chapter. Is that fine with everyone? One essay per chapter at least. No? So that will compel you to understand the mood of every single chapter. So in that sense, you may have 18 essays, because there are 18 chapters in Bhagavad Gita. And then, for the nectar of instruction, then we may probably have probably 2 essays for that book, because it's a small book. Just 2 essays from there, a couple of essays from nectar of devotion, and maybe a couple of essays from nectar of instruction. So that will land you up somewhere around a below 25 marks. Which is not unmanageable, considering the duration of the courses over 2 years. So it's practically less than an essay a month, which is still handleable with a stretch. Have I answered your question? Yes.
Are you just adding to that family essays, etc., or individual?
So teamwork is appreciated when it comes to preparation for the exam. But when it comes to taking the exam, it's individual effort. So, there is no joint essay that's submitted jointly by, you know, Jagannath Ranadas and Emmanuel Devi Dasi with best compliments. No, not like that. It's okay for a birthday gift. But every Prabhupada says every soul has to run its own plane. So, all of us are going to go back individually to God. So, we will have to have individual assignments. And that will compel each one to read. In fact, it's very good. Actually, what happened, I'll tell you my our own personal example. Recently, we did the, we are studying the 6th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Ajamil's pastime and Daksha's pastime. So, what we try to do that deliberately in our lives. We take essays which others will not take. So, if everyone, we generally see the trend that, you know, everyone is taking one topic, then we usually try and take that which nobody is taking. And there also in our house, the essay which she writes will always be different than the essay which I write. We have always followed that. So I get an opportunity to learn from what she has written, and she gets an opportunity to, you know, learn from what I have written. So then the learning within the house itself is so good. So that's just a pointer, sharing our experience. Any other question? Yes,
brother. How often do you give exams?
So you will ask.
I know that only you will ask this.
Okay. How often will be the exam? I don't know at this point in time. But I'll still give you a 50,000 feet statement. Okay. Based upon a draft schedule which I have put, your first closed book exam should happen sometime around mid-December. Did you say December?
Yes.
Wish is fulfilled. So somewhere around mid-December. So it's not in the immediate horizon. So don't panic. And also, we will give you 2 weeks of... We have planned to give you 2 weeks of holidays just to prepare for the exam. For the first exam. But don't expect that ongoing basis.
But what if...
And we will have a... Sorry. We will have a Maha recap before every exam. Keshav Prabhu does that with us, and I just want to tell that it makes sense. If we have done, for example, after 4 chapters, we have an exam. So we'll have a Maha recap, which means all the 4 chapters, all the key points. And then, if you are pretty attentive in that Maha recap, then there will be enough hints over there as to what to focus on for your closed book exam. Sorry.
If you, by any chance, if you are going out of station, so
yes.
We can write the exam
here. Yes, if going to some exigency or a planned vacation, because all of us may not plan vacation at the same time, that's a practical reality. Yes, you can take that exam when you come back.
Same questions. Same questions. Same different question for those two.
Open book essays, same question.
So, how soon will the videos be available? Just for referring some points. Is it that week or will it be?
I don't know. Shivananda, question for you.
At the moment, it may not be possible for loading a week, but sooner or later I will.
So will you get back to the class in the next week as to
yes,
when they'll be available?
But not early through. Right? I need some time.
You're correct. So get back to the class next week as to when it will be available.
Probably another 2 months maximum.
For the first class recording?
No. First class will be done.
Yeah.
Like every week.
Every week you upload. No?
Yeah.
That's not anything he's asking. Is that what you have available?
Every week.
It will not be
it will be like this every day. So we can't immediately go back and start for it.
Audio will be there,
right? Yeah, can audio be done? Because I'll tell you what, some of the students are going to probably do this as correspondence. People who are, especially some of my Milpa Bhakti Viksha members, they may register for this as correspondence. And some of the Bendigo members, for Bendigo Bhakti Viksha, they may do it in correspondence. So they would expect, that's why I insisted on the audio yesterday. So video, no problem, can be anytime. But audio, if it's uploaded relatively sooner, it's good.
It's going on.
Where is it? Oh, so should I be standing here and speaking? Okay. Yes, Tarun.
Is it reading homework that you're giving? Exactly, this is what we discussed every time the homework, I mean the number of verses, and that will be what you will cover in the next class.
Correct. So whatever this is going to be the agenda for the next class. Whatever reading assignment is the agenda for the next class. So we'll cover this. Okay. So on an I think bare minimum, if we have to keep to the time, we will have to at least do 10 to 11 verses per class. So we'll be running at a pretty brisk pace like that. Okay. So then that also means that your antennas have to be up. So don't take too much prasadam at You will fall asleep. Yes,
ma'am. When it comes to child care, yes. So would it be each one of us taking care of the kids is what you said? Or?
No. So maybe you will have your son next yes. week, but it will come only after 4 months or 5 months. I mean, considering the size of the child. Some other mother will do it.
Yeah.
But I am not taking the decision today because I don't know how many people will stay after the second week. Maybe I am the only one standing here. You don't need a child care. Probably I may cry like a child.
So the child care we are discussing it with Kiran Babu. Suggested that just to keep mother in mind at ease now.
Yeah.
If it comes to that, it's advisable to have two mother at the same time, not one.
Why not Prabhuji?
Because the point.
Why
is it? Yeah, Prabhuji, Madhari, but it will be more practical. So one person is not too scared or too worried about the data and stuff.
Okay, I'll do one thing. This, I'll let you all work this out. Actually, I don't want to interfere in this process. I'll let you all work it out. As long as an outcome is achieved in this class of having that silence, how that outcome is achieved, you'll work it out.
You will tell us if we do need to go to that stage.
Yes, that I will. It's really, and not only me, you all also please tell me. Because it's, as I said, you know, silence is not only needed for the facilitator, it's also needed for others. Otherwise, you will also not hear what I'm saying. There's continuous murmuring and noise in the class, and you can't do that. So you also please let me know if anyone of you has any problem. Sorry, was there any other question?
I think we have to work.
We will have to do that.
Unless some other speech and child
next to them, like in Bhakti Rayo, we do the people and next to them, we do the people. So, but there's one positive thing about this, that the children are sitting together and doing something, so this whole activity can be moved to the next room. Okay. Otherwise, then, as Emmanuel said, the mothers can keep the child on their own level and then manage them. Pardon?
Managing the kids next to us, sir. We can't
come. Then either they have to go.
Yeah.
And if I blabber something, it's of no value to English.
Room is always available for you.
Prabhupada room will be available at this time. So it's pretty quiet room.
Reception.
So many rooms are available. And at this time, I think most of the devotees will be either inside or they would have gone. So shouldn't be a problem. Anyway, we'll all learn as we go. I mean, I don't know. So we'll take the call together. The onus of making this class a success is as much on all of you as much as me. Together we'll solve this issue. Any other questions? Maybe one more question. Last, anyone wants? 9-5.
Yeah. You mentioned that different people are at different levels
yes.
in the class. So,
yes.
But what would be the level of your communication? Is it suited for everyone or?
It will be suited for everyone.
Okay.
Yeah. You can be rest assured that there will be no assumption that someone knows something other than Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. No, seriously, don't worry about that. And if you still believe that inadvertently, if any of my statements I may have assumed something, then feel free to raise your hand and stop me, saying that Prabhu, I don't understand what you're saying. So then I'm happy to serve you in that capacity. Anything else? Anybody?
One last question,
yes,
in continuation to
Gurjana's
question, is
there
any passing or fail in the exam?
people who want to take the easy route, they will have trouble.
The scale of
beauty. Okay. Usually nobody fails in the exam. Usually, no one fails. Unless you write something really out of this world. It's very creative and a new Bhagavad Gita in itself. In which case, your Bhagavad Gita will become a new scripture. Which somebody may follow, I don't know. No, usually it will not happen. So don't worry about passing failing. It's just about, you know, giving us time. For example, this is a personal mode that has helped me. When I write... And a paper which is set by Kesha Prabhu, or when I even write a, personally I have kept this standard, whenever I write a closed book essay, I write it as if I am going to publish it in Back to God and Magazine. And she knows that, even I know that. I spend huge amount of time even writing one sentence. One sentence in the essay takes me sometimes 2 to 3 days to write, one or two sentences. And I build it over a month, that essay, or maybe over 2-3 weeks. So personally I follow that standard, I am not enforcing on any one of you, that standard. But that helps me then think about what Prabhupada is trying to say in that purport very deeply. It helps me. And then it stays with me forever if I do that very seriously. So maybe I'll give you some examples of that as we go along. Not now because already it's time to close the class. But I'll trust me, I'll help you if you're struggling. Some of you have already come and told me, Prabhuji, writing essays is not my cup of tea. So don't worry about that. We, myself and Hemant Leela, we will definitely assist you in essay writing. Like that. And Priti Rakshana Mataji, she is also a teacher, right? So pretty good in communication skills. Mataji, you may also assist them online or offline, depending upon what your plan in this program.
There are people who will
do. And she has also done. You also done your PTC 1 and 2, right? So she can also guide any of you. So please feel free to approach any of us. All right. So I'll. Even 15 minutes of concentrated reading will see you through.
In a week, like 11 verses
might not take
in a week.
Again, it depends on the reading speed also. Depends on the reading speed. So, like, she has, her reading speed is very fast. Mine is extremely slow. So, you know, she can finish faster. So, I start a little bit earlier. She can read in 3 days, you know, finish, you know, 6 chapters. But I can't do that. I need, you know, probably 6 weeks to do that. So, like,
depends.
But he's asking regularly. You have to read 10 verses and come in a week, for example. 10 verses in a week, yeah. That's not too much of a load, isn't it? And we are not talking Bhagavatam. We are talking Bhagavad Gita. Reports are not going to be really unwieldy. It's going to be small. Bhagavatam, I can understand. You know, you will have 50 or 70 verses in every chapter. So, it's not like that. Alright. So,
I'm sorry. Reading those 10-11 verses, does that mean that we have to practice the verses?
Or no, no, no. Just read and come. Be familiar what is being talked about there, at least. At least know its first chapter is going on. Generally understanding the theme of that. Okay. Now, there is one more thing. There is something called as, and I didn't tell that because you don't have the book, but there is something called as Purva Swadhyaya in this book. That Purva Swadhyaya section will give you a direction on what to focus on in that chapter, and that will also help you in your exam preparation. So if you read along with Purva Swadhyaya, which is what we do when we study for Bhakti Vaibhav, then it really helps us focus on those important things which Mayapur Institute of Higher Education wants to focus on. So we are completely aligned with ISKCON's objectives in our reading, but we'll discuss that in the next class when you get the handbooks. We'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki
jai. Yes.
Let's teach us the goals.